USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and his cabinet are looking over the April job numbers. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says he knew the numbers would be down.
I think that, you know, we're definitely on the recovery.
Biden says you have to look at the disappointing job growth numbers with some perspective.
All told, our economy has added more than 1,500,000 new jobs since I took office. That's the most number of jobs created in the first 3 months of any presidency in our history.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Four former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd now face federal charges. A federal grand jury has now indicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and three other officers. All four were arrested in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. They're accused of violating Floyd's constitutional rights. Derek Chauvin is also named in a second indictment stemming from a separate arrest in 2017, which also includes a neck restraint. Chauvin is awaiting sentencing following last month's conviction on state murder and manslaughter charges. In Alabama, a jury has convicted a police officer of murdering a suicidal man who was holding a gun to his own head. William Darby was charged with killing Jeffrey Parker in 2018. Prosecutors said that Parker was killed without cause, but his defense had argued that the shooting was justified because Parker posed a threat to Darby and the other officers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A North Carolina judge has ruled to allow the family of Andrew Brown Jr. to view the body-worn camera footage of the police shooting of the man. Pasquotank County Superior Judge Jeff Foster's ruling came more than a week after he delayed the release of the videos. His new order required that the county sheriff's office blur out the faces of the deputies shown in the videos amid an investigation into the shooting. There are four body cam videos and one dashboard camera video. Brown's family members can view the video but may not take any recordings of them to share publicly. The family said they've already seen a short video clip of the shooting. They said it showed Brown with his hands on the steering wheel. The family attorney said Brown posed no threat to officers at the time he was shot. Pasquotank County District Attorney Andrew Womble said their attorney's assessment of the video was partly false. He said Brown attempted to escape by driving his vehicles into the police cars, which had boxed him in during the arrest. He said Brown's car moved toward the officers and made contact with them. It is only then that you hear the shots, Womble said in court. Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton said earlier this week that the court's delay in publicly releasing the full videos was a con game. The civil rights activists disputed the legitimacy of the delay, saying you don't need time to get a tape out. Let the world see what it is to see. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.